across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And I'm joined today by my lovely guest, Sarah Dickinson from the Edge Cafe. Hello, Sarah. How are you?
Hello. Pleased to be here.
Good. Now, it's really kind of you to come down because I know you've got a busy day today. So could you just tell us a bit of a background of the Edge Cafe, how long it's been going and why it was set up?
Well, we opened on the 18th of November 2016, so just over 2 years. And it's a really exciting sort of enterprise. It's a community enterprise. A lump sum of money was given by the government to really help people who were serious about recovery. And so we, you know, it was all put into a building made fit for purpose, which is on Mill Road, the Edge Cafe on Mill Road, on the Brookfield Hospital site. And it's grown. So it's very organic. It's it started off, as I said, to help people in recovery, but it's grown into something much more. We help people who struggle with all sorts of mental health issues. We are a safe, wonderful environment. You come in and you'll feel it. And we integrate people who struggle in life with people who...
Yeah, because it's open to all, isn't it?
I know. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, I've been there several times for lunches, and I always find it very serene in there, very calm, and also very nice food.
Yes,
I must compliment you on your lovely food.
Thank you.
I know that if I want to get somewhere which is nice and, you know, I want to have a good chat with someone or whatever, it's a lovely place to go. So I know it's a really good place and it's a really good addition to Mill Road for that, just for the cafe part.
Yeah.
But you have lots of events. You're not just a cafe, are you, by any means?
We're absolutely not. So we run many events. There's a schedule up which you can get online or pick one up, and all sorts of workshops, Tai Chi, mindfulness. The Death Cafe found... we're one of their homes where you just talk very freely about something we all
don't like to talk about.
Yeah. And then we have other little wonders like clothes swap. We do 4 times a year.
Tell me all about that, because that's something that caught my eye.
I with my friends sort of privately, I just love to trawl through charity shops, and in the area where I live, there were a couple of these things, clothes swaps, and I've done one at home and friends have done them, and it's just wonderful. You get tired of your wardrobe, and it's very apt for what's going on in the world actually now, and you choose nice things. It's not like, you know, rubbish. You choose nice things.
Yeah, it's not the things that are ripped and you can't use
just
anymore. It's just
really
just
nice pieces, so, or five pieces so that you have that you no longer wear, and then you put we hang them all out. So you would invite friends at the Edge. It's between 12 and 2, and so people come in with their bags. We give them a ticket for how many items they have, and then when 12 o'clock, when we've laid them all out quickly, then we call everybody in, and
you bring them along on the day.
Yep, you bring them along.
So that's
some
easy.
Some people have left them before, but it's better just works on the day.
So you bring your 4 or 5. Sort of just things that you don't wear anymore, perhaps.
And it's quite lovely because you're walking around looking, and then you see people trying on your stuff, and you're like, well, I used to wear that, and it looks great on them. Mm-hmm. And
it's really proper recycling, isn't it? You know,
proper recycling.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, not that you can see, but something I'm wearing now.
Yeah.
Two things I'm wearing now are from events such as these.
And so, do you have to have brought something to be able to take part?
No. So we're totally open. We're absolutely a yes society.
Great.
Thinking. So if you came across it, we'd say no. You know, you could perhaps pay 50p an item or something.
Right.
Like
okay.
That.
So the actual clothes swap is free then, in theory.
No, it's a £1 donation.
Oh, so £1 donation as you come
donation,
in.
All going to the cafe.
Yeah.
We are a business at the end of the day.
Yes,
and
of course.
But we like to put all the money back into workshops, perhaps paying for, you know, someone to run
subsidize
a workshop.
Subsidise them
right
or something.
Now, it's all free.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. And it's a lovely, lovely atmosphere, and people have a coffee or maybe a bite to eat before or after.
So the cafe's open at the time as well.
Open,
so.
And, you know, if there's items left, you know, we encourage people perhaps to take or pay 50p an item.
Yes, yeah, and just to,
yeah, and you get some wonderful things. We're thinking of a friend of mine who's very knowledgeable, and she likes, you know, trawls through charity shops and boot sales. She actually manages it, and we were thinking of expanding, maybe going into household items.
Oh, right.
Or she always brings jewellery. It doesn't have to be just clothes.
So at the moment, generally clothes.
But shoes come in, jewellery comes in, bags, hats, I imagine, and all sorts of accessories of that sort.
Yeah. So can you tell us when the next one is, or when all of them are, perhaps?
We've chosen four dates this year, and the one coming up is the 16th of February.
And that's 12 till 2, did you say?
12 till 2.
Right.
And then the 18th of May, the 7th of September, the 9th of November. These dates are on Facebook or on the Edge notice board, so put them in your diary.
And the website is... Do you want me to...
The website needs a bit of updating at the moment, but these things will be on there.
Yeah, so it's the edgecafecambridge.org if you do want to look. And like you say, at the moment it's in the middle of being refurbished, isn't it, updated. So tell us about, I know you've got an event this evening.
Yeah, we do. So another thing we do at the Edge is every month we change the artist. We particularly like amateur art, and, you know, people who perhaps have been in recovery or mental health, you know, and they use art as a way of getting
better
support.
Getting
better. And so we have Helen Kenny, who is exhibiting. Her art has just gone up, and we have an open evening, so the cafe is staying open from 4 until 7, so you can have a bite to eat or coffee and see her beautiful art, and she will be there, so it'll be nice to meet
her. And what
her.
Days is the cafe actually, is it open all the time?
It's open Monday to Friday 8 until 4, and Saturday 9 until 4.
Oh, okay.
And Saturday's a different feeling, but we need to that needs to grow more with, you know, hopefully local people
knowing about it.
So come along,
because I suppose a lot of people may not realize that it's actually open on a Saturday. And it's not that far, you know, it's just up the other end of, you know, it's a few more minutes walk.
It's nice to be this end of the bridge and you know,
and not
have
out the hustle and bustle.
Exactly.
And so what other events are coming on?
So we have a Valentine's evening. We're not professional. We're you know, run of the mill.
Don't put yourself down. Yes, yeah.
But we do make everything from scratch, and we've selected three courses for £15, and we have a table. You don't have to be with your partner, you can come and mingle on the singles table. So
lovely.
It's going to be a fun event. We hope to.
Is that on the Thursday, the Valentine's Day itself?
No, it's on Friday the 15th.
Okay, right.
We do need to have enough people to make it viable. So
book in advance.
It should be fun. We'll have a raffle and a quiz all about love.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, no, it should be fun.
And what time was that again?
That is 7:30
on Friday. Lovely.
Yeah.
But to book in advance, so get in touch with you, and you can get, like I say, through the website or through your Facebook page for that.
Or come along
and what other events have you highlighted?
So every Friday we have Tai Chi and mindfulness. That's growing from strength to strength.
And what time's those at?
1 o'clock is Tai Chi and 2 o'clock is mindfulness.
And
from memory.
Is that drop-in or would
it's
you
a
have
drop-in to... and
okay.
free. Yep.
Oh, lovely.
Then we have music nights. We have open mic nights. Again, check the webpage or the Facebook or come in and see us. We have a new sort of music jam session starting, and that's on the 25th of February. Again, drop in. There are various instruments.
Instruments will be there.
There will be a lot of instruments there.
And so people can just come and have a go.
We already have a drumming night, which is just those traditional drums.
Oh, like djembe drums or something.
Just wonderful.
Yes.
And how therapeutic that is. Uh-huh. I did it the first couple of sessions. And I was blown away.
Yeah. I did a drumming workshop once when I was working in a school, and I couldn't believe, like you say, how
what a feeling it gives you.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
And so the music jam though is more of a kind of traditional playing music and just and have a
It'll
bit of fun.
It'll be the first one, so that'll be interesting.
Oh, excellent.
On the 21st.
Yes, again, anyone
now, we work with a lot of volunteers, and the gentleman who's doing the first music jam session, he's just a volunteer and thought, you know, he's getting the thing rolling to get that done. So, you know, we have all sorts of people at our fingertips who, you know, have so many strengths.
Yes.
And it's lovely to tap into that and help them get well as, you know, giving them the confidence to do something.
And then
like
they enjoy helping other people. Yeah. So it's a full circle, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it is. We've had many art workshops that have been wonderful. You know, and again, that's a release from,
of course,
you know,
yes,
your troubles.
Yeah.
So.
I think all creative arts are brilliant in that way, aren't they? And so are you looking for any more volunteers, or are you...
We always look for volunteers. Okay. I've never said no to anybody, really.
And that could be working in the cafe?
Working in the cafe with me, or you can do training if you're quite well in, you know, your road
recovery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whether it's addiction or just mental health. We are doing peer mentor programs, a good bit of training, and then you can... We always have in the cafe a sign saying here to talk. Can't remember the words exactly. And so there's someone, and we need to, as long as our ideal is, as long as the cafe is open, to have someone there to be able to spend time and talk if
you'd like to. Yes, yeah. Oh, that sounds brilliant. Yeah. Well, thank you ever so much for that, Sarah. That sounds really good. And I certainly will be gathering some of my things. So the first one was 16th of February. When was the next one?
18th of May.
18th of May.
7th of September, 9th of November. We've tried
so
to
they're nice
spread out
through the year, and probably different seasonal clothes, perhaps.
Yeah, no. And something else, just to quickly, I'm really interested in running a repair cafe.
Oh, yes.
So if there's anybody out there who would like to grab this and run, I think it would work really well. I know that they're coming up at various places.
Because I think there's been some down in like Sawston Way or somewhere down there.
Yeah. Okay. There is one that's clashing, actually, with the 16th of February, our first clothes swap. But yeah, no, we'd like to be the home to a repair cafe.
Oh, I think that would work really well. Okay, so anyone out there that wants to get in touch about the repair cafe and maybe help get it started, and you'll give them all the backing and support they'll need for that.
Yeah,
so do get in touch with the Edge Cafe at Top of Mill Road. Thank you ever so much, Sarah.
Thank you.
We'll look forward to that clothes swap. Thank you.
Thank you.